Now, I know you two will poo-poo it, but did you see all the buzz about possible alien activity?
There's some guy who was testifying in front of Congress yesterday. And was
several guys.
It was like whistleblowers on UFOs.
Yeah, but like guys that have credentials, not just people like me who are like, we can't be the only thing out there.
We can and we are.
Which is terrifying if so.
That's my mind. We can and we are. Yesterday, in front of Congress, several people, and Biggie is right, they have, for instance, we have audio from a 16-year Air Force military police officer. There is video now of a missile striking what appears to be a UFO and not doing as much damage as it should have to it.
We had a drone shoot a Tomahawk missile at an unidentified flying object.
Last year.
It bounced off.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of just sputtered away.
So here's one of these Air Force officials, retired, being asked about, are we covering up UFOs?
I'm not to the conclusion that I believe that there are aliens coming from another planet, but I'm open to that. And I think that it's our responsibility, especially when we're seeing that we have a government that is actively blocking information from us.
There is something out there, and we should know as the people what it is.
Are you scared for your safety?
That's a complicated question. So being here today, if I say the wrong word, technically I can be charged with espionage. Espionage is a death penalty. Whistleblowers have faced it.
I dismissed the headline as well when it said UFOs in the news.
Mm-hmm.
And some have said this Tomahawk missile did exactly what it was supposed to do. It did not bounce off of the...
And we should also, of course, point out, every single time we do this, there's a vast difference between alien life forms...
Mm-hmm.
Coming to Earth,
mm-hmm.
and unidentified flying objects.
Correct.
There's a lot of unidentified stuff out there that we may not know what it is.
Right.
But the Chinese do. The Russians do.
Yeah.
The Koreans do.
In fact, most people said this was a spy balloon of some sort.
It's man-made. It came from the Earth, I promise you.
Yeah, I don't buy it either.
I've told you what I think.
I never remember.
The aliens are driving by?
Yes.
They see us and think, no.
It's teenage aliens.
Right.
Well, I think they skip us, but I also think that we're talked about in the universe,
mm-hmm.
kind of like the bad side of town.
Yeah.
But teenagers are fascinated by it.
Yeah.
So I think it's like teenage aliens who come here, that happens, and then they get the news back, and when they get back home, people are like, what did I tell you about cruising by Earth?
That's right.
What did I tell you about going to Earth?
It's a bad part of town.
Right.
They're just going to scare them. They can't handle us.
They'll shoot at you.
I just read a great question. I was on Reddit, okay? You know why I go there?
Sex stories. Yeah. Gym advice.
Gym tips is the only reason I go. But yesterday, people were on there talking about the UFO site, you know, this testimony. And someone posed the question, if an alien was in front of you, this is great for you, Biggie, because you think it's a possibility. If an alien was in front of you and said, my legion is coming in 1 hour and we're going to destroy the entire Earth, but you can save the Earth by showing us two objects that man has come up with that are worth preserving the planet. What two objects would you show? One guy said, hot dog and DraftKings.
Yeah.
Sounds like B.B. Shea.
Yeah.
Was he on Reddit?
Yeah, maybe it was B.B.
Shea. Well, I have some questions like, what are you guys into?
Yeah,
you
right.
Know?
Yeah.
But, you know.
What are
Sydney Sweeney.
Yep, right. Okay, there's that.
The iPhone.
The iPhone is good. It's basically.
Yeah, but we're talking about alien technology that's so far.
That's true. They got here.
Yeah. Hot dog's good, or cheeseburger or something. I mean, we've made that. We've come up with that. What have you done? That means we should preserve you.
Mm.
What a good question, you know.
The pyramids, we built those.
Yep.
Damn it. God darn it.
Probably wrong.
Niagara Falls, we did that.
Yep.
Damn it.
Oh, man, that's not even fair.
What about the Aztec temples and the Mayan ruins?
Yeah.
Nope, did that too.
This is all our good stuff.
What about a Van Gogh?
Yes, the Mona Lisa. Could you do that?
We did that.
Impossible.
Damn it.
I don't know. What is like our best thing? It would be like, oh, yeah, this is great. I love
it. Flag on the moon?
We did that. We went to the moon. They probably have two since they're now down on Earth.
Yeah, but we did it with primitive technology.
Yes.
Comparatively speaking.
I like the iPhone. You know, golly. I mean, it's ruined a lot, but it's still an incredible piece of technology.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs. Chris Dim pointed this out. You know, they came out with that thinner iPhone yesterday.
Yeah.
And they had the presentation.
It's still they still try to make it a big deal. And the media generally falls in line.
Oh, we do.
You know, but yeah. I mean, a thinner phone, I guess that's cool.
Yeah. You see that, what the iPhone Pro whatever could do?
No, I didn't even see.
Well,
no.
Or it's going to be, I guess it's what the iPhone and the new, what do they call them, AirPods coming.
Yeah.
They can translate in real time.
So if you're speaking a foreign language to me, I'll hear it in real time. Wow.
Now, if that really works.
That's amazing, yeah.
I'd buy a pair of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you're going to France, then you can understand everything they're saying.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And you hear what all the workers are saying around your neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's really what I was.
I can't say what I texted some friends. I'll text.
Is that radio asshole?
I don't think I can say what I said.
It's muy grande. I know.
Oh, man.
Es la gordo.
I didn't even think about that. Jeez. I thought if you're traveling the continent.
That's what I said.
Right.
I don't think you could do it.
I don't think I could say that.
Two bottles of white wine, please.
Oh, boy, no.
But now, you know I'm right.
Now, it won't.
I'm saying what bigger. He says you're going to the nail salon. You're going
to
understand. About to be lit up.
Uh-huh.
What'd you say about my feet?
Look at this guy. Here comes old Fatfoot.
Look at Fatfoot in here.
I don't know if we need this technology. I'll be honest. I don't think we do.
Plus, now you can hear it, but you won't be able to. You can't translate back. I mean, you still have to speak whatever you speak.
But if they had
theirs in,
then you could talk to each other. That would be incredible.
Truly.
And that would eliminate all translators at the UN, you know, when somebody's speaking and the president can't understand what they're saying. He's put the ear pods in. Plus, he could just be listening to his favorite music if he wanted to. Nobody'd even know.
Summer Jam playlist.
Yeah. Exactly. But Chris Tim's point was, when Steve Jobs did it, it had flair. It had real panache.
Well, he was still in, you know, Apple was still creating things.
Yes, yes.
You know, now they're just refining.
Making it better. You know? That's right, yeah.
I mean, there may be something else out there that we haven't, you know, I guess the watch was the last big change.
Well, you know me, I never can see beyond what could possibly be next, but you're right. When he came out with the phone, it was like, oh my goodness, you know. I eschewed it. I was like, this will never work.
Phones will always fold in half.
Well, and I thought I did not trust
the glass.
I thought that'll never work.
The touchscreen.
Anything I had ever done before with touchscreen had been difficult.
Clunky.
Yes. He did it. I don't know. It is an incredible.
You know, eliminating the mouse.
Yes. It's amazing. I mean, I'm holding an iPhone. This piece of technology, when you can put your finger on it and I see a message, Juan's in for pickleball. You know, when I see that, my friend Juan.
And it's exciting.
And he says, what do we have on Earth to impress the aliens? Pickleball. Yes, he's right. My friend Juan is exactly right.
Oh, Juan.
And now with these earbuds, I can hear what he's saying about me behind
for
my
real,
back.
For real.
Because he speaks Spanish. Okay. I know that. That's a great piece of technology. I mean, it is really, really impressive. Biggie, I'm so glad you're here for this. We're talking about weight gain from celebrities.
Where do I fall in that? Just the weight gain?
Was it, we just talked about Queen Latifah being the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. Charlie Sheen has announced in his new memoir, The Book of Sheen, and he's promoting that everywhere. I've seen Charlie
Sheen. The documentary drops today?
Today. Yeah. I plan on watching it. Right away.
It's pretty fascinating.
You know, I saw, I don't want to interrupt your flow here, Kelly, but just for a moment, it's kind of interesting because when was he Crazy Charlie?
8 years
ago. 5 years ago, 10?
Eight.
Okay.
He's been sober for 8 years. Okay, so maybe 8 or 9 years ago.
The Tiger Blood, living with the hookers, et cetera, or the porn stars.
That may have been 10 years ago. Yeah. It might have been 10 years ago, right.
I mean, you could not find anybody in town who would give Charlie Sheen the time of day.
That's right.
Yesterday, he was on the Ripper Show.
Mm-hmm.
Standing ovation. They could not get enough Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's amazing how his image has repaired itself.
But don't you think is when people build you up, they want to tear you down. But then when you hit rock bottom.
He made it easy.
He did.
He made it real easy.
Of course. But then when you hit rock bottom and you come back, now he's been sober for 8 years and he's taking responsibility and being really truthful, it seems like.
And telling unbelievable
tales, right? I think people love that because he seems genuine now. It's like, I really screwed this up. I hate the way the show ended with John Cryer, all those things, you know. Well, what he says in the book is, this is what made me think of Biggie. 25 years ago, he got a liposuction procedure.
Sheen.
Really?
Unbeknownst to most. He was with a prostitute in Toronto, and while he was standing naked in front of her, she called him fatso because he had put on a little weight.
Oh.
And he immediately flew back to Los Angeles and said, I want liposuction.
Get this out of here.
God, I wish words had that effect on me.
I know.
Some Toronto Tilly. Yeah. A little fat in the midsection.
That hooker. And he's like, yeah. I wasn't even that out of shape. She called him fatso. He went and had liposuction.
I don't ever remember him being really
not
25.
Overweight.
No, not at all, ever, really.
Words have just never had that effect on me. Anything anyone said to me, you know, it's like, you're fat, move.
I know.
You're Teflon, Biggie.
Yeah.
He said that hit him like a fist. It's like that comment crushed me because he was proud of his physique and he was standing there nude putting on his clothing and she goes, what's up, fatso? And he looked down at his paunch gut, he said, and flew back to LA and called.
Think he was a dicky-do at that point?
No, I don't think he's ever been a dicky-do. I think he, that is, for those that don't know.
Ladies, mostly. Mm-hmm.
Your belly sticks out further than your dicky-do. All right.
Check.